A small jar of poison for arrowheads, a few coins, whatever caught my fancy. Then I walked northward, determined to reach the hills before sunrise. I discarded half my plunder before I got there. I hurried. Enemy patrols would be out looking for important bodies come first light. What could I do now besides survive? I was the last of the Black Company. There was nothing left. Something came into me like a lost memory resurfacing. I could turn back time. I could become what I had been. Trying not to think did not help. I remembered. And the more I remembered, the more angry I became. Anger shaped me till all my thoughts were of revenge. As I started into the hills, I surrendered. Those monsters who had raped my dreams had written their own decrees of doom. I would do whatever it took to requite them. Chapter 6. Long Shadow paced a room ablaze with light so brilliant he seemed a dark spirit trapped in the mouth of the sun. He clung to that one crystal-walled, mirrored chamber where no shadow ever formed unless called forth by dire exigency. His fear of shadows was pathological. The chamber was the highest in the tallest tower of the Fortress Overlook, south of Shadowcatch, a city on the southern edge of the world. South of Overlook lay a plateau of glittering stone where isolated pillars stood like forgotten supports for the sky. Though construction had been underway for 17 years, Overlook was incomplete. If Long Shadow did finish it, no force, material, or supernatural would be able to penetrate it. Strange, deadly, terrifying things hungered for him, lusted for freedom from the plain of glittering stone. They were shadow things that could catch up with a man as suddenly as death if he didn't cling to the light. Long Shadow's sorcery had shown him the battle at Stormguard, 400 miles north of Shadowcatch. He was pleased. His rivals Moonshadow and Stormshadow had perished. Shadow Spinner had been injured. A touch here, a touch there, subtly, would keep Shadow Spinner weak. But he couldn't be killed. Oh no, not yet. Dangerous forces were at work. Shadow Spinner would have to be the breakwater against which the storm spent its energies. Those mercenaries in Stormguard should be given every chance to sap Spinner's troop strength. He was far too strong now that he had possession of all three northern shadow armies. Subtlety. Subtlety. Each move had to be made with care. Spinner wasn't stupid. He knew who his most dangerous enemy was. If he rid himself of the Taglians and their Free Company leaders, he'd turn on Overlook immediately. And she was out there somewhere, shuffling counters in her own game, not in the ripeness of her power, but deadly as a krite, even so. And there was the woman whose knowledge could be invaluable. Alone, a treasure to be harvested by any adventurer. He needed a cat's paw. He couldn't leave Overlook. The shadows were out there waiting, infinitely patient. He caught a flicker of darkness from the corner of his eye. He squealed and flung himself away. It was a crow, just a damned curious crow fluttering around outside. A cat's paw. There was a power in the swamps north of that miserable Taglios. It festered with grievances real and imagined. It could be seduced. It was the time he lured that power into the game. But how, without leaving Overlook? Something stirred on the plain of glittering stone. The shadows were watching.